An Orthodox Serb priest and his son were injured yesterday in Bosnia when NATO troops raided the priest's home. Both men are in comas today in a Bosnian hospital. The soldiers were looking for Radovan Karadzic, who has long been wanted on charges of genocide committed during the Bosnian War in the 1990s. Karadzic was not found, and Western officials are demanding more help from Serbs. From Sarajevo, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Water drains from an upstairs balcony of a rectory in Pale, a Serb-dominated town half an hour's drive from Sarajevo. There is plenty to clean up after the NATO raid early yesterday. Windows were shattered all over the building. The front door is missing. It was blown away, and the priest and his son injured, by the blast NATO soldiers used to get in. A neighbor, who gave only his first name, Radomir, says he was awake when it happened.
It was 1:05 in the morning. I was watching TV just like normal. Then I heard an explosion and saw the light of a huge blast. It broke our window. Just then my 13-year-old daughter ran in and said, "Dad, let's get out of here."
He claims soldiers with guns roughed people up, claims NATO denies. The small white church next to the rectory was untouched. About 25 people came to the service this morning. Outside, a tall, thin man, Dragomir Čvoro, took a cigarette break. Like many in Pale, he is angry a Serbian cultural institution came under attack.
This was an attack on the Orthodox Church and on the priest personally. It's all because the media lied about some of his statements.
According to a local newspaper, the priest had said that Orthodox believers should shelter Radovan Karadzic, a man seen by many Serbs as a hero. NATO says the newspaper report was not the intelligence that led to the raid. A NATO spokesperson also says the priest was not the target. International officials in Bosnia regret the injuries, but insist the incident wouldn't have happened if local police had already tracked Karadzic down, as agreed in the Dayton Peace Accords that ended the Bosnian War. The nation of Bosnia is made up of two parts, one mostly Croat and Bosniak, the other, Republika Srpska, mostly Serb. Bosnia's international overseer, Paddy Ashdown, says Republika Srpska has the worst track record of all Balkan governments in sending accused war criminals to the tribunal in The Hague.
In the 9 years since Dayton, the Republika Srpska has sent not a single war criminal to The Hague. Don't tell me they can't find them. They're wandering around on the streets. 14 war criminals have been sent to The Hague from the territory of the Republika Srpska, every single one of them by international troops and the international community.
But Belgrade-based political analyst Bratislav Grubacic says international troops are also responsible for failing to bring Karadzic and his former top general Radko Mladic to justice.
Karadzic and Mladic were scared to death after 1996, after the Dayton Agreement was signed. And everybody expected them to be arrested then. But then somehow they were not chased at all. I was witnessing when checkpoints of foreign troops, you know, in Pale would just turn around their heads around when Karadzic was passing there.
Now, U.S. and other officials hope the lure of joining NATO and the European Union will convince Balkan governments to arrest the remaining major alleged war criminals. A deadline is looming. If Serbia and Bosnia start cooperating and make key arrests, officials say they could be invited to join NATO's Partnership for Peace program at a summit in June. U.S. Ambassador to Bosnia Clifford Bond says authorities in the Serb half of Bosnia have made some movement in that direction, for example, by accepting a single command of the nation's military.
This progress is going to be held up, however, if they don't accept the other conditions that these institutions have set, and that's cooperation with the Hague Tribunal.
Just in case the promises of stability through NATO and prosperity by joining the EU don't work, the U.S. is also offering $5 million for Karadzic's capture. Emily Harris, NPR News, Sarajevo.